Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. This podcast is part 4 of chapter 3 of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness. In this episode, we continue to describe what a thing is, using the example of a bike, auto, and plane within the transportation system, describing what is before it and beyond it, what its parts are, and what it is a part of. We examine what happened to the note T and discuss Gurdjieff's completing process. Let's begin. The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, by Russell A. Smith. Chapter 3, Infrastructural Cognizance, Part 4. In fact, if something on your automobile broke, other than the motor, you might be able to take a nut or bolt off your bike and fix your automobile, because the evolution of the parts of the bike became the parts of the auto. Now, we can explain the parts of a plane, which would be very much like the parts of the bike and the auto, because it too is made up of bolts, chains, seats, wheels, pedals, things for steering, and it too has a motor, etc. However, it has something that the automobile does not have. It has wings. Again, if something on your plane broke, you might be able to take the oil pump or something else off your auto and fix your plane. In fact, in World War II, they often cannibalized jeeps in order to keep their planes flying. Knowing the evolution of the parts of the bike, the auto, and the plane, our alien may have a fairly good chance of understanding what an automobile is. The Wright brothers, who made and flew the first airplane, owned a bicycle shop. Go figure. However, after explaining what came before the automobile and what came after it, and explaining their parts, we now must ask a bigger question. What are the bike, the auto, and the plane a part of? What is the larger scale? Page 41, Cosmic Secrets. Here, we show a diagram of the larger scale, the original scale, and the smaller scale, with the original scale showing three octaves: the octave beyond, and the octave before, and the smaller scale showing parts of the octave, parts of what is beyond it, and parts of what is before it. Its parts are its own three inner octaves, as well as the three inner octaves of the octave before it and the octave beyond it. This gives us a total of 12 octaves. Three are in the original scale, and nine are in the smaller scale. What it is all a part of is revealed by realizing that the four do's in the original scale must be the four fundamental points of a larger scale. That larger scale is an octave from its allness to its nothingness, 1536 to zero. To define the octave of 384, we had to construct 12 other octaves, 13 octaves, in three scales. And these 13 octaves correspond with the inner octaves that we previously called scale 0, scale 1, and scale 2. Time for tea. Now, let us examine what happens to the vibration at T. We previously identified that T from scale 0 had no matching vibration in scale 1. But we can now verify that the vibration 1344, the T in scale 0, reappears at SO 1344 in scale 2. Afterwards, the vibration 1344 at SO becomes, in scale 3, an oscillating DO. Thus, the vibration at any note T will, accordingly, skip one scale and then reappear one scale removed at the note SO. Again, after answering what came before the automobile and what came after it, we have to ask a bigger question. What are the bike, the auto, and the plane a part of? What is the larger scale? What do you think the larger scale is? The transportation system. Eureka! Write that to the left of the first column in great big letters, all the way down the page. TRANSPORTATION SYSTEM. Transportation system. We understand that a bike, an auto, and a plane are a part of a much bigger structure called the transportation system. But our alien friend may not. If you did not explain to him what the transportation system was, he might have thought that the bike, the auto, and the plane were just fancy planters. But they are not. They are a part of something much bigger, called the transportation system. With this knowledge, our alien might be able to understand what an automobile actually is. Here, we will point out that you cannot ride the transportation system. If you want to go somewhere, you must ride a bicycle, an automobile, or an airplane. So, although we have a larger scale called the transportation system, we cannot ride it anywhere. Do you understand this? It is like man. We can define what man is and then ask, what is man a part of? Answer: humanity. However, humanity does not build things. Men do. Initially, we do not know the mathematics of the larger scale, but we have enough knowledge of octaves to figure it out. That is, we know that the four fundamental points always become dos in the next scale. Perhaps that will work in reverse as well. If so, since we have four dos in the middle original scale, a do at 1536, a do at 768, a do at 384, and a do at 192, we might be able to trace those dos back to the notes do, so, mi, and ray of that larger scale. And we can. Also, since we know that lars become fars, and fars stay fars, we might be able to trace one far of the original scale back to the la of the larger scale, and another far of the original scale back to the far of the larger scale. By doing this, we will see the mathematics of the larger scale starting to emerge. The only mathematics we would not know would be the value of the bottom dough. But we should be able to figure that out very easily. We know that the first two intervals in an octave are always the same size, like in the octave of 24. 3, 3, 2, 4, 4, 5, 3. We can therefore subtract re 192 from mi 384 to find out the size of the second interval, and then subtract that amount from re 192 to find the value of the bottom do. Eureka! The bottom do of the larger scale is 0. That is convenient. The transportation system goes from some ultimate movement down to no movement at all, to nothing, to 0. Okay. To define something, we need to know what came before it, what comes after it, what its parts are, and what it is a part of. Amazingly, to define an automobile, we had to construct 3 scales, 13 octaves, and 71 vibrations. The same structure found in inner octaves. 3 scales, 13 octaves, and 71 vibrations. Sometimes, Russell adds additional material, which enjoins his structure to biblical data. For example, to define the octave of the automobile, we had to surround it with 12 octaves. The octaves that came before it, the octaves that came after it, as well as the 3 inner octaves of the octave that came before it, and the 3 inner octaves of the octave that came after it, its own 3 inner octaves, and the larger octave, which the bike, the auto, and the plane were all a part of. That gave us 13 octaves in 3 scales. 1 octave, the auto, surrounded by 12 octaves. Just like Jesus Christ, who was surrounded by 12 disciples. Also, there are 71 vibrations in an octave, or one vibration defined by 70 vibrations. In Luke 10:1-17, after Jesus chose the 12 disciples, he appointed another 70 and also sent them out to teach. And in Exodus 24:1-9, the Lord told Moses, 1, to come to Mount Sinai with Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, 3, and 70 elders. 70. Again, 3 scales, 13 octaves, and 71 vibrations. However, Russell did not put this in Cosmic Secrets. But he will share it with you, because it is indeed fascinating to find the same numbers in the inner structure of octaves and in the Bible. In several of the other chapters, we will also find matching mathematics, which, when we do, we will share with you. Page 42, Cosmic Secrets. And here, we show a diagram of three scales, scale 0, scale 1, and scale 2, containing all notes and all vibrations. According to scale. Continuing our search for buried dogs, we find there is something familiar about the number of vibrations created in each scale. This needs more exhumation. So, we will keep digging. In scale 2, we had a total of 66 vibrations. 54 vibrations created by 12 does. The 54 vibrations represent scale 2, since the 12 does in scale 2 previously came into existence as fundamental points in scale 1. In scale 1, we had a total of 22 vibrations, 18 vibrations created by 4 does. The 18 vibrations represent scale 1, since the 4 does in scale 1 previously came into existence as fundamental points in scale 0. In scale 0, we had a total of 8 vibrations. 6 vibrations created by the all and nothing does. The 6 vibrations represent scale 0, since the all and nothing does, correspondingly, must have also come into existence in a previous scale. This unknown scale will be discussed later. Notes created in each scale. 2 notes are created in scale unknown. 6 notes are created in scale 0. 18 notes are created in scale 1. 54 notes are created in scale 2. This inherent inner structure in the octave, 4 fundamental points, 3 inner octaves, and subsequent inner octaves, is principal to our understanding the infrastructure of the universe. Therefore, we should expand our analysis of this multi-scaled structure. This can be accomplished by postulating several questions, then analyzing the ensuing answers. Time for tea. Now, we will go back to T1344 and find out what happens to the vibration 1344. 1344 in scale 0 does not show up in scale 1, but it does reappear in scale 2. What note is at 1344? When it reappears in scale 2. The note so. The vibration at T does not show up in the next scale. It skips a scale and then shows up as the note so. Axiom number 8. T skips a scale and then becomes a so. What will so become in the next scale? An oscillating do. An oscillating do can either ascend or descend. correct? Yes. Okay. Let us focus on its ability to ascend. Write Do 1344 next to So 1344, because that is what So 1344 becomes in scale 3. Do 1344. You can also put the label scale 3 at the top of the diagram. The very top Do is 1536. Do 1536, Do 1536, and Do 1536. In the next scale, what will Do 1536 become? Do 1536. Next to the Do 1536 of scale 2, put Do 1536 in scale 3. We now have identified two Do's in scale 3. One Do at Do 1344 and another Do at Do 1536. Between Do 1344 and Do 1536, what will occur? An octave. There is going to be an octave between 1344 and 1536. Between those two Do's in scale 3. Now, if there is an octave between 1344 and 1536 in scale 3, then between 1344 and 1536 in scale 0, what is going to occur there as well? An octave. There is going to be an octave between 1344 and 1536 between the notes T and Do in scale 0. This was why God shortened the last stopender. He shortened it to ensure that there would be an octave between T and Do. Axiom number 9. There is always an octave between T and Do. Now find Do 768 in scale 1. See it? Below Do 768, find T 720 in scale 1. We just said that T skips a scale and becomes a So, and So goes on to become a Do, which creates an octave between Do at 720 and Do at 768. So, the interval between T and Do in scale 1 becomes what? An octave. That octave has a length of how much? From 720 to 768. 48. And the interval between Do 768 and Re 864 in scale 1 is what? 96. If the octave created between T 720 and Do 768 has a length of 48, and just as the octave of 128, low C, is followed by the octave of 256, middle C, then what will the length of the octave that follows the octave of 48 be? 96. If an octave of 96 follows the octave of 48, it will create an octave between Do 768 and Re 864, a distance of 96. Filling that interval with an octave and giving structure to the pause. Eureka! We have discovered why our endlessness had to pull the note T back toward himself. He had to pull the note T back, as Gurdjieff said, for the purpose of facilitating the commencement of a new cycle of its completing process. This means that when T becomes a SO and then a DO, an octave will be created between its T and DO, which, when it doubles, will create an octave between its DO and RE, thus spanning the pause. We are now able to traverse from one group of 22 vibrations into the next. By seeing the oasis and by being slingshotted across the pause, we can reach Re and continue the journey. Remember your journey in the desert. You fell down to die and were not going to get up. Were you going to get up? Probably not. You were going to die. But at the last moment, you lifted your head, peeked out of your swollen eyes, and over the next sand dune, you saw the top of a palm tree. And what did you do then? I ran. Suddenly, you were infused with energy that you did not have a minute ago. Seeing the palm tree created an octave between T and Do, causing you to run to the oasis, where a rejuvenation octave began. An octave between Do and Re. That octave allowed you to drink some water, find some food, sit in the shade, rejuvenate, and spend several days getting your strength back, until you finally said, "I am ready to facilitate the commencement of a new cycle of the completing process and continue my journey of trying to find a way out of the desert." So, initially, there is no octave between Do and Re. That is the problem. Therefore, we desperately need an octave to appear in the T-Do interval, after which it will double and create an octave between the Do and Re. That concludes today's podcast. If you would like a chance to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit the store at our website, thedogteachings.com. The Blueprint of Consciousness contains an objective exercise in awakening that has literally awakened hundreds of people. Be free. Be awake. Be real. And realize your full potential as a human being. On our website, you will be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. In addition, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, as a reminder, We have two Zoom classes every Saturday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases the Blueprint of Consciousness. And the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. See under Resources, Zoom Classes for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.